Don't miss the WOR Bridal Show, presented by Bridal Reflections. Tickets are now available. Order online, WOR710.com. That's WOR710.com.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, covering for Arnie Gitomer's Off This Weekend. Here with me in the studio is Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And that was the most delightful conversation we were having with Dr. Gittleman. And she certainly is important person in this in the vitamin supplement world, and she certainly contributed a lot. And
always interesting
to hear what she has to say.
Well, maybe, Sam, you want to take a few minutes to maybe talk about the potency question that I sort of diverted from a moment ago?
We have a couple of, we have some folks waiting to ask. Still, the subject of probiotic has certainly stimulated some response. So
okay.
We'll
make it quick. I'll tell you what. If you want to take these couple calls first, and then maybe after the next break, we'll do it. Okay,
absolutely.
We'll talk about.
Sounds
very
like a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, now that we have all this excitement, let's just keep it going, right?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk to Brenda from Jericho. How can we help you today, Brenda?
Yes, my husband has COPD disease, and he does get chronic bronchitis. You know, when he picks up,
right.
You know, a bacteria,
right,
or a virus, and it a little simple cold then,
mm-hmm,
proceeds to that. And I'm wondering if the probiotics would help him, because his immune system is so poor. I'm wondering if it would be dangerous or would it be helpful?
Probably would be helpful. I'm sure, Dr. Podell, you would agree. Or?
Yeah. Yes. Nobody's tested it specifically in COPD people, but we do know that in general, it improves the immune system's ability to fight bacteria, and therefore, in my judgment, it would be something good to take. Now, there are other nutrients that might also be relevant. For instance, there's something called N-acetylcysteine, which is an amino acid that the body turns into something called glutathione. That's the main antioxidant in the lungs. And all these things make a kind of theoretical sense, even though they haven't yet had really proper double-blind controlled studies done with COPD people.
I see. All right. Well, I thank you.
So indirectly, they would be helpful. And Don, we know that gathering information about people who take probiotics on a regular basis, I mean, it's not just for intestinal digestive problems. It seems to be really important for total immune health.
Well, yes, Sam, that was the point I was trying to make during the first hour, that you know, when you look at the list of all of the things that research has shown that probiotics are good for, they're all, many of them are variations on the theme, things that are involved with the immune system response. So basically, I look at taking probiotics as a way of generally enhancing the immune system. So whatever your health problem is, it's hard, you would probably benefit from a probiotic, generally speaking. And in terms of contraindications, I really have a hard time thinking of any type of a contraindication. I don't see how you could go wrong, at taking a probiotic.
Neither can I. Okay, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Teresa from Midford, Long Island. How can we help you today, Teresa?
Yes, hi. In reference to the probiotics, I'm pretty constipated, and I rely on suppositories almost every day to eliminate from the colon. And my stomach growls all the time, like even after meals and when I go to bed at night. And I'm hypothyroidism, and I'm on Levoxo and Socor for cholesterol. So with all these little problems, would this be helpful?
You don't have a dog, do you, by any chance?
I have two.
Are you sure it's not your dog growling?
I wish it were, but okay. It's my stomach.
Right. Did you hear they had the pet growls, had puppies just before our show started? Yeah.
Yeah, it growls after meals. When I go to bed at night, I hear nothing but growling in my stomach. And as I say, I rely on suppositories almost every day to release.
I'm sure none of us would think that probiotics would not be helpful for you. I think we all would pretty much agree that probiotics, along with perhaps other natural components like fiber and such, could be terribly...
Well, I take Metamucil every day, too. I take a glass of it.
This gets us back to the dosing issue. Dr. Gittleman was saying that you don't want to go too high initially because you might cause some intestinal reaction, as opposed to our guest a few weeks ago saying, 35 billion, you can start with 100 billion. And so actually I'm interested in Don's thoughts and Sam's.
Well, maybe now's
where
a good
should
time.
We? I mean, I would take a patient like Teresa and
I'm
start her at
I'm
a low dose.
Years old.
Okay, I would start you at, let's say, 1 billion and twice a day, and I would slowly build up rather than hit you all at once. Don, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, maybe now's a good time to talk about the potency.
The dosing issue, yeah.
Of course, before we do, I mean, Teresa is sort of a special case here. People who have reached a stage in constipation, in chronic constipation, where they are dependent upon suppositories and or stimulant laxatives, obviously are in a situation where many of the things we normally talk about are not going to work. A lot of the things that we can help you with are things that will help to restore proper bowel function. If you're at a point where for whatever reason you've totally lost proper bowel function,
right,
then we'll just warn you ahead of time that fiber and enzyme supplements and probiotics may not be enough for you. So having said all of that, let's take a moment to talk about potency. And this is something I've been thinking about, Dr. Podell, because, it's been interesting to me over the weeks when we've discussed probiotics, based on, you ask questions of one type and I've been asking questions of a different type. And it's a matter of a perspective or what direction we're approaching the product. My direction, and this is pertinent to probiotics, my direction is from the production, product development, quality control side of things, where because I've been involved in the manufacturing of probiotic supplements, I've been involved in stability testing, I've seen firsthand the difficulties in coming up with a product that retains its potency during the manufacturing process, retains its potency during storage. I've been involved in quality control issues. I know that there is an ongoing problem even now to where standardization of a measurement of these. How do you measure the potency of a probiotic supplement? There was an organization formed a year or two ago. I think something like the International Probiotics Association, with one of their main purposes being coming up with a way of analyzing how do you measure colony forming units or whatever, how do you measure stability, what does it mean when you say something's guaranteed shelf life? These are all very vague questions, and the reason is because these products are extremely labile. Therefore, when I see the claims on labels, billions, trillions, quadrillions, at time of manufacture, at time of expiration, and I hear people talking about the dosages, I don't pay nearly as much attention to that as you do, Dr. Podell, because I don't think it means all that much. I don't have, you see, you're assuming, and of course our listeners are assuming, that talking about the potency of these things is of the same accuracy that you normally think of with the drugs and or even vitamins and minerals. And I'm afraid I don't have that confidence in these types of products. Therefore, my approach is, given knowing that the other problem here is the survival of these things as they pass through our gastrointestinal system, and the fact that we can start off with a whole bunch in the tablet, but as it works its way through our hydrochloric acid secretions, our enzyme secretions, and the heat and the liquid and whatever else, as it gets down to where we pretty much all agree the active site is, you know that you're going to lose a lot of what you start with. My feeling has always been, well, given all of this, all of these negatives, we doggone well better start with as much as we can so that we know at least we get a decent amount down there at the site of action.
Okay.
So that's my, when I look at it, you know, when somebody says, well, should I take one or should I take two? Or, you know, you listen to what we have, six different potencies. One of them is 6 trillion. One of them is 6 million. You know, is this too much? I don't know that that's really a valid concern, and that's my reason. Now, I may be wrong, but that's the reason that I take that approach. We have to take for a little break and then give everybody else a chance to respond, Sam? Is that what you're...
That's a good idea.
What you're squirming in your seat about? Okay.
All right.
So having said all of that and set the stage for a response from Sam and Dr. Podell, we will take a short break, Sam.
That sounds like a great idea,
return
Don.
Shortly.
Thank you, Don. And Teresa, I hope that we answered your question. So.
No, you didn't finish answering my
question.
We are going to
take a break, but we'll give you a chance to remind us what you were asking us. And we'll get right back to you. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of good-tasting, high-potency liquid and chewable probiotic supplements. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. And here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health are now on sale at 35% off list price. Well, the number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us, we'd love to hear from you. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Winter is around the corner, and you know what that means. It's the season of coughs and sniffles. Be prepared with the 24-hour advanced immune protection of Ester C, vitamin C from American Health. A regular dose of vitamin C is a favorite way to keep your immune system in peak condition. And American Health Ester C is the better vitamin C to take. Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. Using a patented manufacturing process, non-acidic Ester C contains naturally occurring vitamin C metabolites that help absorb and retain vitamin C in the body for up to 24 hours. So take Ester C daily, wrap up warm, and go out and face those seasonal chills with confidence. American Health Ester C, the better vitamin C. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Sam Forbes, and before we continue with the Wilner Window, I want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. But selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. And right now, Doctor's Best, the full line, is on sale 40 to 50% off list price. Source Naturals, American Health, Home Health, BioForce, all on sale at 35% off list. We've got Da Vinci Labs, Natural Factors, Country Life, Quality of Life, All One, Health from the Sun, all on sale at 30% off list price. We also have Gerald Formulas, not normally on sale, the full line now 25% off list price, and we've got much more. So pick up the current sale flyer and our latest product reference catalog. They're free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you ought to be. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. It'll take a recording of your name and address. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com, and you can request a copy by subscribing online.
Also, let me remind you that we have a special going on in honor of Ann Louise Gittleman's appearance during our first hour, the Essential Formulas Probiotics 12 Plus product is on sale at 10% off list price. So, arigato gozaimasu, that's on sale. You can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store, where Sam Forbes holds court, is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Gyro Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Gyro Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Gyro Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Gyro products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Hi, Julie. Would you like some ice cream?
I'd love to, Mike, but I'm lactose intolerant, and dairy products and I do not agree. I get cramps and intestinal distress whenever I eat them.
Have you heard about probiotics? I'm lactose intolerant, too, but you'd never know it. I take Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It helps my digestion. Because Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus capsules do not need refrigeration, I carry them with me. Actually, I've just taken a couple to help me digest this mocha almond ice cream cone. You see, Julie, probiotics contain lactic acid bacteria, which aids in the digestion of dairy products and may reduce the symptoms of lactose intolerance. Taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore your colon to good health and improve function.
Wow, that sounds great. Where can I get Dr. O'Hara's?
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists in Manhattan or on the web at www.wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Come to my window. Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710, and we're taking your questions. And we were in the middle of talking to Teresa. I'm going to give you a chance to briefly repeat the question that you started with.
My last question was, would it interfere with my thyroid Levoxyl or the Zocor cholesterol that I take if I take that on an empty stomach?
No.
Doesn't interfere with the absorption?
No.
Okay. Then, so is this good for me with this stomach growling? What causes stomach growling? I take a handful of vitamins in the morning and at night.
Okay.
Is it too many vitamins I'm taking?
Okay, we'll let Dr. Podell answer. I think what he's going to say is that it's either gas or the churning action of your stomach trying to digest, or you swallowed a gerbil or something. But taking probiotics, taking maybe digestive enzymes, avoiding foods that may cause gas, maybe taking those kinds of enzymes that reduce a gas, lactase or the Beano or things of that sort. These are things we can suggest. That's about it.
We never talk much about hydrochloric acid, and once in a while there are candidates for hydrochloric acid. And as we get older, we don't produce as much, and certainly there is a plethora of drugs to reduce it on the market, but you never know. Something like hydrochloric acid may also be helpful.
Yeah, I think Don is right. And there are very many different things that could contribute. And for different people, it's going to be different things. So what I do when I see patients who have your kind of problem, I try to systematically vary things. It may be that one of your nutrients is bothering you. It may be something totally else, such as Sam's saying, not enough stomach acid. And so there's no method other than to systematically go through it. It's not one size fits all.
Well, thanks for the question, Teresa. But keep listening, because right now I think I'm going to turn the mic over to Dr. Podell, because, you know, you were just talking about, things that need to be looked into. And there are physicians who specialize in doing this, perhaps a little bit differently than the orthodox doctors. They see things that maybe in a little bit bigger picture. So someone who's able to combine both conventional wisdom along with alternative methods, and like yourself, combining the best of both worlds. So if you've all been listening, you know that we have Dr. Podell here. And why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your practice and how they can reach you?
Okay, Sam, thank you very much. We have what we might call a holistic or integrative perspective. That is, there's nothing wrong with conventional medical analysis, or treatment for that matter, in theory. It's often appropriate. Sometimes it isn't. It's full of side effects, but it also has good effects. But there's this whole other aspect of natural healing that's also relevant, that also applies to almost anybody who's chronically ill. Some of this has to do with mind-body approaches. Some of it has to do with hormones, such as your thyroid or your sex hormones or melatonin and a whole variety of natural neuroendocrine functions. And some of it has to do with getting extra vitamins, minerals, how you eat, and so on. So if you have a chronic problem and you haven't looked at the thyroid and you haven't looked at the sleep and you haven't looked at the nutrition and you haven't looked at stress management, then you're incomplete. And we feel that by shoring up the points that have been overlooked, we can get the natural healing processes to move forward. And after all, the body does normally tend to heal itself, and that this is helpful. So if you are interested in this kind of approach, and almost no matter what you have, that is whether chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or insomnia,
growling
stomach, thyroid disorders, we try to get the best of both worlds. And we're in New Jersey. Our telephone number, first we're in Springfield, New Jersey, which is Union County, and Somerset, New Jersey also, 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. On the web, it's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org. O-R-G. That's org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. Let's get right back to the phone calls. Well, let's talk to Michael from Manhattan. How can we help you today, Michael?
How are you this afternoon? I'm calling about brain function and as in relation with amino acid supplementation and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried. I have a pretty severe insomnia problem, and I've mm-hmm. tried a lot of different remedies. I've tried L-theanine, which just doesn't do much of anything for me, 5-HTP, which really doesn't work at all. I'm wondering if I'm doing this correctly, or the combination of all these formulas has to be properly taken in a different way than I'm doing it. I'm just wondering about what you have on that topic.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's one of those things where you have to keep trying different formulas or different, you know, substances.
Well, I mean, there are some more substantive things we can say, at two levels. There was recently a double-blind study from Japan that showed two particular amino acids had excellent anti-anxiety effects. It took over a month to see this effect, though, so we're using it kind of like a longer-term change your brain chemistry as opposed to a quick fix. Oh,
yeah,
Sam is signaling me. I'll tell you about more in a second.
We do have to take a quick break of traffic. Hang on, Dr. Podell. And Michael, we'll finish the answer just after this. Now let's go to WOR traffic.
And right now, as you travel in the five boroughs, you will find heavy traffic on the BQE Gowanus Combo northbound side, Hamilton Avenue out towards Atlantic Avenue with a crash blocking one lane. Delays will take you back to the Belt Parkway. The Belt Parkway itself, just some minor slowdowns westbound side hitting up in towards Kennedy Airport again as you approach Coney Island Avenue. LIE slows westbound side between the Cross Island Parkway and Casino Boulevard in Queens with police activity in the right lane. Eastbound side seems to be in good shape. Over on the Throgs Neck Expressway at Randall Avenue, a crash being cleared. Cross Bronx Expressway, slow volume westbound side. Rosedale Avenue heading out towards 3rd Avenue. Getting across the Hudson River, outbound Holland Tunnel will cost you 10 minutes. Lincoln Tunnel looks good, as well as the George Washington Bridge. This report is sponsored by Kaopectate. Don't let diarrhea stop you. Stop diarrhea fast with Kaopectate. Unlike pills, Kaopectate speeds to the source, shutting down diarrhea and its uncomfortable symptoms. Always ask for Kaopectate. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Decades of medical research demonstrate that free radicals in our body contribute to the aging process and cause a number of health problems. Antioxidants can neutralize these free radicals. You know about antioxidants such as vitamin C, vitamin E, and the botanicals like grapeseed, green tea, pomegranate, pine bark, and others. Well, there is a new one available made from lychee extract, and it is actually more powerful than these. Quality of Life Labs has done years of research on this new antioxidant, oligonol. Lychee has been associated with good health in China for centuries, and studies support oligonol's benefit in combating many aging-related conditions. Research shows that oligonol improves the circulation and functions as a vasodilator, improves metabolic syndrome, improves skin, and helps combat fatigue. Oligonol, the super antioxidant from Quality of Life Labs, now available from Wilner Chemists.
All Quality of Life products are now on sale at 30% off list at Wilner Chemists.
You hear the infomercials all the time about unbelievable products that cure everything from baldness to obesity, testimonials and promises. Sure is tempting. But when you read the fine print or listen closely, you see the disclaimer, testimonial results not typical. Your actual results may vary. Most of those companies didn't exist a year ago, and most won't be around next year. I'm not sure if some of those on the internet really exist at all. Don't take chances with your health. Buy your nutritional supplements from a company you can trust, Wilner Chemists. Wilner Chemists is one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies, with a large staff of nutritional pharmacists who can answer your questions about vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. No testimonials, just facts. Since 1911, Wilner Chemists is real, someone you can trust. Stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the new store in Atlanta, Georgia. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. 1-800-633-1106.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C just as Mother Nature intended? Well, Nature's Way has it. It's called Alive Organic Vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from four of nature's richest fruit sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New Alive Vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed. And best of all, Alive Organic Vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid. Just pure, potent, 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in two convenient dosage forms, vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligram vitamin C in four caps, and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature, Alive Organic Vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries the all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Bodell, and we're talking to you. But before that, I just want to tell you that the last portion of the Wilner Window was brought to you by American Health Home Health, whose products, including hyaluronic acid moisturizing cream, Celadrin, and Ester-C, are now available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. And here's some good news. As a matter of fact, the entire lines of American Health and Home Health are now on sale at 35% off-list price. And we were talking to Michael from Manhattan about some sleep issues. And before you were interrupted, would you mind continuing talking to Michael?
Very specific answer. Take arginine 3 grams a day, lysine 3 grams a day.
Mm-hmm.
Do so for a 6-week trial. There's fairly good data that that has anti-stress, anti-anxiety effects.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other message, though, is that obviously there are so many other things that could be impinging and off, whether your thyroid is off or your adrenals are off, or whether there's stress in your life or too much light coming in your window. And all those have to be looked at in a holistic fashion as well. It's not only a matter of getting your supplements right. Obviously, there's much more to all this.
Yeah, you're not located near Teresa, our previous caller. The growling stomach's not keeping you awake at night.
No, gerbils in my stomach.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I will say this: when I do try things, I give them a good run. I don't just take them sporadically and then give up on them. But now the arginine and the lysine, the 3 grams. The aminos are best taken on an empty stomach. Am I correct?
They're absorbed better. And normally, if you look at the nutritional literature, you don't mix arginine and lysine because they have somewhat antagonistic effects.
Oh, I know that. Okay.
But there was a good double-blind study that came out recently from Japan that seems to show it's effective.
And you spread these 3 grams out in several doses throughout the day.
I think they actually took it all in one dose.
Really? Does it matter how close to bedtime you want to do that?
They didn't say, and I'm not sure. Normally, I would take it. What I would probably do if I were doing it, in the absence of further direction, would be to take half in the morning of both, one and a half of one,
right,
and then the other half at some time in the early evening. Neither one of them should stimulate insomnia. But it's not a quick fix. It's a matter of 4 to 6 weeks of changing the chemistry.
Yeah. And also, why I have you, I'm just brain function in general, because I'm finding that whether it's due to my insomnia or whatever the case is, the stress, I also have given phosphatidylserine a good run. I've been taking fish oil for years. How do you feel about, and also, I'm sorry, acetyl L-carnitine also. How do you feel about those supplements?
Okay. I'm very much in favor of acetyl L-carnitine, but with the proviso that I said before, that it's going to help you if that's part of what your problem is. But if the problem has something to do elsewhere, it won't hurt you, but it also won't help you. So acetyl-carnitine does help certain functions within the brain. It is better absorbed than the plain L-carnitine, that is better absorbed into the central nervous system. And there is data that suggests it's helpful in chronic fatigue syndrome and certain other conditions.
So it's better absorbed just the L-carnitine?
It's better absorbed
into
the brain, yes.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
So I would use that in preference to L-carnitine.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, caution. there are many other things that may be going on, including you may not be sleeping well, you might be stressed, and that all affects it as well, of course.
Right. Well, I have other aspects of my life pretty well, not too bad, but I'm just, I really feel that it's something happening with me chemically in my brain.
Have you tried the melatonin?
I have to no effect. I have. Mm-hmm. I get no response from that whatsoever. How many grams is the optimal dose?
Well, I'm not sure there is an optimal dose.
We don't normally talk grams. We talk milligrams.
Exactly.
Of melatonin, yeah.
1 or 2 milligrams usually do it.
Because the one I have, I have a three gram capsule, and it doesn't.
Yeah, that's probably a reasonable enough dose to try. Some people do go higher, but usually not.
If this problem doesn't resolve after trying the amino acid program, perhaps a sleep center, and you get really investigated.
Well, I say this all starts with diagnosis, trying to understand what's wrong.
Maybe you
have some mild sleep apnea or something,
exactly.
And that's the cause of all this. Right. In which case, all the nutrition in the world isn't going to correct that.
Yeah, and you don't have to be. I'm very fit. I'm not obese or anything. And a lot of times that's the people who suffer from the sleep apnea, but does it really matter? Could I be having that and not still?
Okay, when people come in to see me for problems just like yours, which is all the time, they first fill out a 25-page questionnaire asking about all sorts of stuff. I spend about an hour and a half with them. My nurse educator spends about an hour with them. And we usually wind up learning a lot more than simply saying, I feel biochemically off, which, of course, you probably are. But the question is, what are the factors that are impinging on that?
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Yeah, the answer could be, I don't even know, but you're not looking there. It could be some obscure.
Well, you have to systematically go through it, and that's time-consuming.
Exactly. Okay, let's go on to our next caller, Mark from Brooklyn. How can we help you today, Mark? Are you still with us, Mark? Okay, Mark is gone. Perhaps if you want to try us back, Mark, there's still a little time left in the show, so give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's talk to Barry. Barry, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Barry?
Yes, first let me preface my question by saying that you gentlemen are a wealth of knowledge, and when I'm in Manhattan, I do get into your Midtown Manhattan store. My question has to do with the probiotics. I deal with someone who is combination of a licensed pharmacist and also an expert on supplements and vitamins who actually lectures on probiotics. And he has told me that due to problems with shipping and handling or just simply shelf life aging, that it is best to use a product that is constantly refrigerated. And he recommends something that even though it's inconvenient because it has to be refrigerated, retains its level of potency and keeps the desired level of effectiveness. And I wanted to know what your opinion is of that. I was also hoping to hear from Dr. Gittleman, but I couldn't get it.
Well, Don, who has some experience in this, and why don't you tell us a little bit about this? It is an interesting question.
Well, this is basically the question that I was trying to stimulate discussion on at the beginning of this hour also. The person that you've been listening to, Barry, is correct up to a point, in my opinion. Perhaps he would not be thought to be correct in Dr. Gittleman's opinion. And unfortunately, there may not be a right and a wrong in this thing. Now, why do I say that he's right in a kind of right in my opinion? Because many of us feel that preserving high potency in a probiotic supplement is perhaps the ultimate importance. And I explained a few moments ago why some of us feel that way. And one way to do that is through a refrigeration. The fact of the matter is, however, that we now have made progress in this field to where we can ensure high potency, at least to the point to where you haven't opened the bottle yet, without the refrigeration. Once it's refrigerated, probably with any product, you perhaps except the probiotics 12 plus, you should then refrigerate it to maintain the potency, because now you're exposing it to moisture in the air and things of that sort, okay? But if you're from the camp that believes that the higher the potency, the better the product, and the more likely its efficacy, then that's how you want to approach it, either with a refrigerated product with the guaranteed potency claims through expiration date, or a product that has guaranteed potency through expiration date without being refrigerated, if it's guaranteed. But again, there are people who, as you heard during the first hour, feel that you can achieve the same thing without having to use those high potencies. And we don't know where the answer lies. It's sort of like the argument about which kind of garlic is better, you know, and they all seem to work.
Well, Don, you know, there are customers who have, for whatever reasons, you know, they may have specific needs for perhaps traveling or needing to, carry the probiotics with them. More than just convenience, perhaps it's just because it's inconvenient or refrigerated and it's not available. I mean, I think right now, if there's a time when to buy a non-refrigerated type of probiotic, now is a good one, because I think many companies have done the research. They've done the proper research and development for producing, I think, pretty reliable probiotics that do not need refrigeration. However, I was just thinking while you're talking, Don, why can't you refrigerate your non-refrigeratable probiotics?
And you should. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and now you've preserved perhaps another level of preservation for your probiotic supplements.
Well, you know, let me summarize, Sam. Of course, we haven't given Dr. Putta. I don't know whether he wants to respond or not, but, for me, let's put it this way. For those people that are of the opinion that high potency is of supreme importance, I think at this point my advice to those people is to look for two things. Look for a reputable company so that you can have some degree of confidence that what they say means anything, period, okay? And number two, look for a product that has guaranteed potency through the expiration date, at time of manufacture,
right?
Okay? So, more important than the refrigeration question, because like we just explained, you can get high potency now even without keeping it refrigerated. So, most important for those people, look for reputable company guaranteed through time of expiration. Okay?
There you go.
That's if potency is what you're looking for.
Now, is that shown on the label?
Yes. Yes. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Puddell, we had Don Brown, maybe from Nature's Way. They have a product that states guaranteed through time of expiration. I think the Jarrow product, the Jarrodophilus EPS, is guaranteed through expiration. We have others now, too. I don't remember all of them off the top of my head. But that's what I look for. As I tried to explain this, because this is a difficult thing to measure, a difficult thing to standardize, you look for as many things as you can to make you feel more confident that you're getting what you're looking for there.
Thank you, Don, and thanks for the call, Barry. A very stimulating conversation with that question. Okay, it's time for a short break. This is Sam Forbes.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
I surprised you there, Don. Okay.
Well, yeah, because you didn't do it at all the first hour, so you sort of lulled us all to sleep, Sam.
Okay, we're all here, the Wilner Window. The number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back in just a moment.
Sometimes you get more than you bargain for. That's what happened to our friends at NTI, the people who make ProPax and NT Factor. They were trying to develop a weight loss product. One of the things they did was to combine NT Factor, which, as you know, has been shown to boost mitochondrial function, with the food extract Phaseolus vulgaris from white kidney beans. They anticipated a product that would result in improved blood sugar regulation, increased cellular metabolism, with support for mood and energy. In other words, a product that would help people lose weight. Well, they got that and more.
It turns out that this unique combination actually functions as an appetite suppressant. It reduced cravings and reduced the urge to overeat. Initial clinical trials were so surprisingly positive that they decided to introduce the product, which they call Healthy Curb, right away. Because it works. And because it works, they want you to try it. If you need to lose weight and have been looking for something to help control appetite, this is it. No stimulants, no herbs. Healthy Curb from the ProPax and NT Factor people, now available at Wilner Chemists at an introductory special offer you can't turn down.
And as a special incentive to try this product, Wilner Chemists is offering Healthy Curb in either the 90 or the 180 size at 30% off list price. That's Healthy Curb from NT Factor, folks, at 30% off.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemists has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
It's that time again, the cold and flu season. What can we do to reduce our chances of getting sick? And if we do, are there supplements that are specific for treating the common cold? Metagenics has the products you're looking for. ImmuCore provides the kind of immune support that will help your body fight off colds and flu. That's ImmuCore, I-M-M-U-C-O-R-E, from Metagenics. It contains ultra-potent C, zinc, selenium, oleic acid, and a powerful blend of immune-enhancing mushroom extracts. More specific for upper respiratory infections is the Metagenics product Andrographis Plus. Andrographis is traditionally used throughout Asia for symptoms of upper respiratory tract infections, influenza, fever, and sore throat. The plus in Andrographis Plus refers to amla, or Indian gooseberry, a rich source of vitamin C. Prepare for the cold and flu season with these two products from Metagenics, ImmuCore and Andrographis Plus. The full Metagenics line is available from Wilner Chemists in cooperation with your healthcare professionals.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We're talking to you, and we're answering your questions. Let's talk to Mark from Brooklyn. Hi, Mark. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Okay, I have a son that has ulcerative colitis for many years, and he's on medications to keep it under control.
I see.
So do you think that the probiotic 12 would help him in any way? Do you have any experience with it?
I think he would benefit, Dr. Podell.
Well, there is a literature on this, and it seems to suggest that it's favorable. Originally, I was wary of this because ulcerative colitis is a matter of an overactive immune system. And lactobacillus stimulates your immune system, so you would say, hey, might it actually cause harm? But the studies have been done. They're not perfect studies, but by and large, they seem to show benefit from taking lactobacillus and not harm. You should ask the gastroenterologist, though, before you take it, because they may have, one, more up-to-date knowledge, and two, they may have different opinions. But as I read the literature, and last time I reviewed this was maybe a year ago, it seemed to be beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anytime I guess you have inflammation in the wall of the intestine, I could see probiotics as playing a role in supporting the role of keeping the lining, the mucous membrane of the intestine healthy. And there may be actually be a role for anti-inflammatory effects of probiotics as well.
There may well be, and that may be how it helps. But do talk to the gastroenterologist. Don't just take it, because in this case, you have to view the the natural product, as it were, as part of a medical treatment. It's having biological effects, and the doctor should be part of this decision.
Let me point out, if you want a little bit more information about this, about the use of probiotics in treating ulcerative colitis as well as other supplements for ulcerative colitis, go to our website, Wilner.com, Wilner with two L's. You can check the reference library section of the website, and if right down at the lower part of the homepage, there's a link to Health Notes. If you click on that link to Health Notes, under health conditions, you can look up ulcerative colitis, and you'll see among the things that they discuss is indeed probiotic supplements. They give you a summary of some of the preliminary and double-blind studies. They have a number of them listed talking about the use of probiotics in treating ulcerative colitis. So if you want some more information, that's what we have that link on our website for, and it's free.
Okay, thanks, Don, and thank you for the call, Mark, and good luck. Let's go to Charlie from Lexington, Virginia, all the way from Lexington, Charlie.
Hello,
how can we help you?
Quick question for you.
Sure.
Can you take SAM-E at the same time you take your probiotic supplement?
Now, why would you do that?
Well, when you get up in the morning.
Right, that's what I thought. That's
and
what I thought.
And going to sleep at night.
Right. Right. Well, Don, you know, we often have customers, you know, they take a number of products that require between meal or empty stomach situations, and they end up these empty stomach type of protocols are gathering, getting bigger and bigger, and they have so now you're not exactly an empty stomach situation.
Okay, what was it that you wanted to take?
SAM-E and probiotics. Now, I don't see why not.
Well, I don't recommend taking probiotics on an empty stomach, by the way.
Okay.
More and more, I think I can now safely say that most knowledgeable people in this field do not recommend taking probiotics on an empty stomach. There still may be some people who say that, but the evidence has really come around to the point where most people recommend probiotics with food.
Okay.
That's going to ensure their survival better and everything. So from that standpoint, that'll solve that problem. Let's take it when you eat your breakfast or eat your food.
Okay. Very good.
And then, of course, the SAM-E does require empty stomach.
Now, I do notice that this Probiotics 12 Plus, I'm looking at their label, they say best taken on an empty stomach with water. I disagree with that, but, you know, that's if you're taking that particular product and you want to believe them rather than believe me, then you can worry about it. But, you know, I personally have ample reason to feel that that's not necessary and not really the best way to do it.
Thanks, Don, and thanks, Charlie, for the call. Let's talk to Jim. How are you, Jim, today? You're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Fine, thank you. My question, I have two brief questions. One is, if we've been taking one of the higher count probiotics and we want to go over into the formula discussed today,
right?
Do we need to sort of do a step down or a washout of the higher count, or can we just abruptly switch into it? The other question is, do all time-release vitamins stress the kidneys, namely N-acetylcysteine?
You want me to take first shot at this, Sam?
I have a feeling you know exactly what you're going to say.
We'll start backwards. Basically, we don't recommend any time-release vitamins. If you're talking about niacin, there is a prescription or a form of niacin recommended apparently by doctors. That's a special case. But basically, time-release vitamins, there's really no need for quote-unquote time-release, and there's some question as to whether many of what at least used to be on the market.
Jim, did you say NAC you're taking? Time-release NAC? Oh, well, what about NAC, Don? That too?
A time-released N-acetylcysteine?
Yep. Gerald has it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, a sustained release.
Yep.
I personally don't think it makes much of a difference.
Yeah.
You're better. The general rule is you're better off taking these things twice a day than you are relying on the hope that they're going to truly be sustained.
And what about the question about cutting back on the
probiotics? Well, that's an excellent question, and it's a difficult thing to answer because I don't know. You know, my first question to you would be, is the product that you're now taking at the dose you're now using working or not?
Yeah.
If you say it is working, then maybe you shouldn't take the chance of changing.
All right.
If not, then give it a shot.
All right. Let's take a break right now.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition NutriNano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition NutriNano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar NutriNano CoQ10 today.
Okay, it's time for us to wind things down here on the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed talking to you and hope you found it interesting. You're invited, of course, to visit us at Wilner Chemist anytime next week. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gatomer.
Hi, everyone. It's Joan Hamburg telling you about the 2008 WOR Bridal Show presented by Bridal Reflections. What a ball we're going to have at the Metropolitan Pavilion Sunday, February 10th. Fabulous food, just like a wedding from the Park Steakhouse. The best fashion show you've ever seen. Unbelievable prizes. You must call for your tickets, 800-568-3789, or online, WOR710.com, $34.95 a ticket, 800-568-3789, or WOR710.com.